Perez, Drescher, on the gate.
It works.
Welcome to On the Gate Podcast, everybody. One thing I will say that I'm not completely happy about with the intro is that I would not get up that quick.
That's funny.
I should stand, but it should be like Drescher, Drescher, Drescher.
You would have gotten up quick if they were like, oh man, Gio's taking a little bit too long to get out of bed. Then you would have gotten the fuck up immediately.
Yeah.
Gio Perez joining us on Zoom today. I am also hanging on by a thread. We are joined here by, this is a family episode, JC Mendoza.
What up?
Real bad man.
Thank you. And then our producer.
That's our only good drop.
I got another one. Our producer, the best producer in the game, Natalie DeChico, everybody.
And that's on God, baby girl.
Hey.
I like it. I'm into it.
But we cannot forget our buddy, Jorge.
Hello, motherfucker.
Jorge actually recorded that. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, so this will be a great ep. Gio experiencing car trouble. I'm surprised I'm here because I had some food poisoning in the wee hours of the morning from Kanji Village.
Kanji Village.
In the LES. I was the only one that was affected, but I think it was the lobster.
You got Kanji lobster. Is Indian?
Nah, motherfucker, Chinese.
Yeah, it's like a rice.
Is that what it is?
Kanji is like a rice porridge or something like that.
Woke up at 4 a.m. Both ends.
Yuck. Horrible.
Fucking evacuating from the bottom, fucking projectile vomiting from the front. I still had so much shit to do today. I went to my office, right? I went to my office to bang some things out. Was coming over to the studio. I went to unlock a city bike, and then I smelt something, and I realized that somebody had taken a shit. Oof. In the city bike basket.
What's no.
And I immediately started laughing my ass off.
No.
And then threw up again right there on the fucking
street. That's
funny.
That's really funny.
That was.
I thought you were going to say on the seat and then you sat down.
Oh, that would have been.
No,
that would have been funnier.
I'm just wondering how the guy or the gal. I mean, we got to.
Sure.
Or the they, them.
Or someone put their dog in the basket.
That's probably what happened.
It was a human shit.
Some of those dogs, I believe you.
Yeah. And it wasn't just like a regular human shit. It was like somebody that was on drugs.
Yeah, Derek would know because, one, he's been on drugs and he is a piece of human shit. So he's like, oh, he's just like me for real.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I saw a piece of shit in a basket. He just saw his reflection.
it's just a mirror. He just had to look at himself before he took the bike out. He's like, this is a lot. I need to throw up.
It looked like the type of shit where, like, and I'm sure you've seen these on the street where these guys will take a hit of crack and then they have to let it out.
Yeah.
That's the kind of one it looked like it was.
Yeah.
Solid, fucking dense, heavy.
At least it was solid and dense and not thin and liquid.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't. I was trying to get here so quick.
No. I'm going
to
yarf right now if we keep talking about this.
Yeah. Nah, the city bike I took here, mad bird shit all over it. It wasn't wet. It was dry. But, like, I got to wash my hands
not
and shit.
Cute,
but,
yeah.
Bird shit is whatever, right?
No, it's still less than ideal. You know what I'm saying? You definitely had it worse, but, you know, it was a shitty morning.
But, yeah.
A shitty morning, man.
Fucking JC Mendoza, ladies and gentlemen. Why can't
I
fucking
do this? You're talking about.
Go ahead.
Yo,
buddy.
Take the soundboard away from fucking Derek.
No. Don't listen to him. He holds no power here. He holds no power.
My soundboard now.
Gio, did you update it with There Will Be Blood?
Don't make me send my fucking drones at you, bitch.
Stupid motherfucker. That's
what's the deal?
Those are my Iranian drones.
bro,
the whole gas digital right now.
The whole
That's
city,
why they go there, bro.
The whole city yesterday shut down. Shut down by protests.
Yesterday, was it really?
NYU, Columbia. I'm pretty sure I seen fucking these two motherfuckers.
Us two or us two?
Yeah, you and Jorge out there masked up.
Jorge.
Well, what's
Did
that?
They have Iranian flags painted on their face.
That's cute.
This was all about Palestine. They weren't allowing Jewish students to walk inside to go to class.
Is that what was happening? Was that actually happening? They weren't letting Jewish students walk
Because I feel like
in?
There's a bunch of Jewish lefties that are also protesting.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but you never see
I know,
any...
I'm friends with a bunch of them.
You never see any Palestinian righties. You ever think about that?
Oh, yes, you do.
Where?
I mean,
they're just not vocal.
They're hiding. Like
this is the thing. Besides them wanting to like win this war with Israel, they are right. They hate gay people. They hate gay people.
If they could just put their petty differences aside and focus on their homophobia, we could really get somewhere in the Middle
East. It would just be fucking wild. Say they win. They say they get that whole area back, and then they just go on a gay killing rampage. You know what I mean?
So you think you feel like you're standing up for the gay people or for the people?
I'm going to be honest with you. At this point, me, myself, personally, I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Blow each other up. Blow each other up. You know, turn it into a parking lot. I could give two fucks. I'll probably never go there ever again.
Honestly, and that's probably the most progressive take Derek's ever had. Ironically.
What, not taking a side?
Yeah. Be like, you know, maybe I should keep my mouth shut about this.
And conservative. It's like, yeah, we still need war, though.
Yeah.
We still need war.
Hey, somebody got to get got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just blow each other the fuck up.
I mean, the thing at the end of the day is these kids are running around. And I get it. They need something to fight for. But what you need, this place needs to be good. Home needs to be good.
Oh, yeah. New York and shit.
Yeah. Home. Yeah. This country, you know, the country. But listen, I've already been here a long time. And I'm on my way out now. Mm. I'm starting to fill out my paperwork to leave this place.
New York or Earth?
Earth, period.
Life. You keep saying that.
I'm on the downside.
You're writing a will?
No. My will's already done.
Yeah, it's easy. He's got nothing to leave behind.
So I know. I figured. What is this paperwork then that you're filling out? If not a will?
Oh, it's just like
middle-aged man paperwork.
It's kind of like just a jail thing. Like you go see the doctor. You check this box.
Right,
you check this box. You know, I'm gaining my property and all that stuff. I've hit the top of the hill. Now I'm coming down.
A very small hill.
Yeah,
you'd be 100.
I'm definitely not living to 100. If I
could see you defying all odds
against your best
wishes. I would be pissed off.
Yeah.
But that's why I could see it happening just out of spite.
And God would be like, "Nah, wake up again, bozo."
Yeah, exactly.
I used to.
You got a midnight to host.
This one time when I OD'd and when they brought me back, it felt unlike any other time I had OD'd. It felt like I was somewhere else for a little bit, and then I came back, and I just was thinking in my head, I was like, they were like, "We got Drescher here," and God was like, "No.
No, send it back. I don't want to deal with this motherfucker yet."
Yeah.
Which is gay. It's a gay, very gay thought to have, a very pretentious thought to have, that I would even be known by name.
Yeah.
When we got up there. But Pop, I'm going to be leaving for a couple days. You are stuck in Long Island with car trouble. I thought you were dead. I didn't hear from you for 2 days. You had me running around here.
I thought about it. I was standing on top of a lot of tall buildings.
I was standing on top of a lot of tall buildings. I had just been to a holiday party at the Stand. I was thinking about
Maybe
it.
Maybe we should unalive ourselves on a live podcast.
I sent every booker a long email about how they ain't shit. No,
yeah, that's funny though.
What you want to? Let's unalive ourselves on a live.
Unalive on live at five.
Yes.
Unalive at five.
Hey, as long as y'all figure it out amongst yourselves and y'all stop fucking roping me into it, I'll be fine, honestly.
So, yeah.
Oh, rope. That's a good way to go.
There you go. Dude, I'm doing my best. I'm trying to help y'all out.
Gio Perez, everybody.
Real bad.
Rope each other in. Fuck. What was I going to say, bro? You know what's crazy, right? Because like with the car problem thing, I've been having to take the subway. I've been having to take the lure out there and take the subway. And I've been broke for probably like the last 2 years, but on the subway is the first time I ever felt poor.
Yeah. Subway's a wild place, guys.
I've said it before. The subway is just Rikers moving underneath the city.
That's so funny. That's funny. I take it every day.
I take it all the time, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been sexually harassed. You've been threatened.
I've seen some shit, but I've never been threatened.
I just see you head down.
Head down, headphones together. In, but like eyes alert. Yeah, absolutely. Some guy offered me a seat yesterday. I was shocked by that. I mean, I took it, but I was like, there was part of me that ruffled a little bit.
He didn't go right here, baby girl. He didn't do any of that?
No, he didn't do. I mean, I didn't make eye contact with him. I thought he was, I was standing in front of a seat, and I thought he was like, "Excuse me, I'm leaving."
Yeah.
But he got up and went.
Yeah, you could take it.
I was like, all right. I mean, I took him up on it, but there was part deep in my feminist bones. I was like, I'm fully fine enough to stand, but that's also funny. I would like to sit. So I'm going to take you up on it.
Only time I get up to offer my seat to somebody is if I know I just left like a crazy fart in it.
That's so funny.
And it's like, all right, somebody else should enjoy this.
I'm always afraid that someone's going to like get, like if I offer it to an old person, they're going to be like, "Fuck you, I'm not old." So I just get up. And don't, like, if I see someone who should have the seat, I just get up as if I'm leaving and I go, they'll take it if they want it.
Yeah, like yeah, that's true. I never get it for
old people. And then they don't take it, and now they're just standing like, fuck.
Yeah, I definitely, I don't get up for pregnant women. I mean, that's on you. You did that.
You were just, you just said that? That on a show recently.
That's her fault by getting pregnant by a poor man.
I remember this guy, you like, be on the subway he pregnant. Was like nudging me. He was like, yo, she's pregnant. I was like, motherfucker, I'm probably older than you.
Motherfucker, you do it.
Yeah, that's crazy to nudge.
How you have enough wherewithal to touch me?
That's crazy.
Are we split screen right now, Jorge, or is people just going to see Gio's fucking head?
No. I have it so that way you only see him on there. On your
screen. So we're not looking at ourselves.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we see Gio. They're seeing everybody.
Jorge's always 10 steps ahead.
I've seen enough already. Can you make yourself different?
Can we see just the drones?
Hold on.
Look at Gio's neck pussy.
Is that better?
Yo, that does. Like that?
Who is that?
That's John Turturro.
Is that me?
That
do be like that sometimes.
Damn, big ass forehead.
Fuck, I'm going for the hair.
You've
replacement.
Made that decision?
I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm going to use the same guy.
Justin Silver?
No. I'm going to use the same guy that Oscar Aiden used.
Oh, okay.
Even though Oscar's hair looks like it's getting worse.
I haven't seen it.
I think it gets worse before it gets
better. Yeah, because I think it all has to fall out.
I know that.
Because Janine's looks great.
Janine's got a straight up Jufro now.
Yeah.
He won't come on this podcast.
No?
No, because he's like a journalist for some big fucking thing and he'll get
damn,
fired.
Son.
Get
yeah,
a,
he's got respect
stage
for himself.
Name.
No. None of my buddies will do that.
Get
like,
I've
themselves?
Been trying for a long time.
That's
listeners,
why they're
here.
That's why I'm here. We've been trying to get Pat Barry back on. And I was like, we'll change your name. We could do it behind the paywall. He just won't.
I don't know what Pat Barry's doing for work now. I'm sure that motherfucker'd be fine.
Pat Barry has no job right now. Dude, nobody can find.
Maybe this is why he doesn't want to come
Pat
on.
Pat Barry
like,
might be. And Pat Barry's
unemployed.
My guy. Pat Barry, if he gets upset by this joke, there's no way. But Pat Barry might be the only person to quit comedy and then do worse after. How you quit comedy? You worse than you were before you quit, motherfucker. Start again.
The
get back to the pair.
Market.
The 2 p.m. mic is still going, son. You ain't, nothing changed, bro.
Dude, if he walked in and gave $5 to SB, I guarantee you he blows his brains out as soon as he gets on stage. I guarantee you he decorates the
out
wall
in a
with
blaze
his brains.
Of glory.
And that would be the most creative shit that Pat Barry's
hopefully
done.
He shoots a couple of people before he does it to himself. That would be.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the job market sucks right now.
No, I know,
it
bro.
Sucks.
I got laid off too. I still been looking, bro.
Even for people who are in finance and business, it's not good.
Yeah, it's just
what a lot of places are doing right now is they're bringing people on and giving them internships with the hopes of being hired afterwards. Mm. They'll extend the internship, and then once that comes
tough,
to an end,
guys.
They're like, yeah, we can't do nothing for you.
Shit is real tough.
Yeah.
What are you
going to
do, though? You know what I'm saying?
Real bad man.
That was the job
Natalie.
Market is really bad.
That was Natalie. That wasn't me. That's what happens when you give the motherfucking soundboard to a woman.
Shit don't bother, like racism don't bother Gio, misogyny don't bother Gio, transphobia don't bother Gio, but if you play this fucking soundbite one more time, Gio will be upset.
Can't pick a different one?
I mean, real
I'd rather you guys just say the N-word.
Yo, Gio, did you update the soundboard?
It's beautiful
with,
nigga shit. I have to say. It's.
Who says
it.
That?
That's Star.
Natalie.
Hey, Derek hits
that. That's Natalie.
What was I gonna say? Gio, did you put the "There Will Be Blood" soundbite on there?
Nah, he still hasn't sent it to me.
Oh man, that's a banger, bro.
No.
That's a banger.
It's been like a week and a half, and he still hasn't sent it.
I want to put Derek.
I thought I did.
On Gas Journal saying, "Who here is a 12-inch cock?"
Why is that a quotable?
Did Paco get that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say that?
He did say that. He said those words.
And I know he was super inquisitive, too. He's going to play it off like a joke, but I know he was genuinely wondering.
Oh, for sure. If you're packing a hammer down there,
you need
just,
to know.
Yeah.
In the episode, Paco was having people, like, giving you a
guess
tape,
12 inches
tape,
on the
measure
tape measure
and going,
oh, shit.
Stop it at 12 inches.
Okay.
And I did great, and he cut it out of the episode. This is my camera. I did great, and he cut it out of the episode. These guys were fucking around with it for a while, and there's a point where he goes, who here is a 12-inch cock?
Yeah. I mean, I want
as if that's why Paco was asking, because there's someone here that does.
Who does?
No one. No
oh, nobody?
One. No.
Who has the biggest cock here?
I don't fucking know. I said that everyone, there should be a bit where everyone puts themselves in order, but they can't actually see what their dicks look like. They're
funny.
Just judging against each other.
By their energies.
Yeah, exactly.
By their general vibes.
I think it's funny.
They're trying to sort people into dick size, like, all right, who's a Scorpio?
Yeah.
Well, there is quite a bit of big dick energy here, I would say.
There's
sure.
a lot of
it gets smaller
dick,
as it comes
no,
this way.
Big dick energy in the way that having a giant car is big dick energy, like making up for that you don't have one, so I'm putting it on. That's what Gas Digital has.
Yeah, Gas Digital also gay as shit, son. That's what Gas
stands for. Oh, 100%.
Y'all are talking about.
Well, that's what it stands for, Gas, right? Gay as shit.
Is that what it's Oh, well, it is.
Gay as shit.
That's actually really. Has anyone ever said that before?
If nobody said that, this whole network needs to go under, because that's the most baseline acronym I've ever heard in my life.
No, they can't. Natalie needs to work. Jorge
Like that. I can't be the first one to get here.
Probably not.
Yeah.
These are diverse minority groups.
You think the ratting live chat hasn't come up with that yet?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what they, if they got time to put titties and amputated limbs on people, they've come up with every acronym in the book.
So I was in like a little street gang back in the day called FFN, and our enemies fucking tore that. FFN stood for Far From Normal.
Okay.
And damn, that's a gang name?
They fucking went at us.
There's a lot of slurs that went to that acronym.
Yeah, fucking faggot. Beep. You can
Jorge, say it for us.
Yeah, I bet you this is one the racist live chat hasn't come up with.
Oh, no.
Guzzling a schlong.
Creative. That's right up their alley.
I feel like that's pretty good, though. It's not bad.
Yeah, I am mad at that.
Gio's so proud of himself.
That's been said before. It took me a second, but I got it.
He said, I don't think that's been said before because I've been silent for 5 minutes coming up with it.
I'm scared that Gio will never make it to the studio again. That's what I'm nervous
motherfucker
about.
Motherfucker will be back
next. I'm going to be here like...
The piece is coming up here.
This is my show.
Good luck.
What's it gonna say? So Gio, you was...
Phobic or racist enough to make this...
It's like, you need me, motherfucker. I bring the shit. Now, I wasn't going to say, Gio, so what happened to you the last 2 days? Because Derek was all in my inbox asking me what was going on with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you had a night out of drinking and having a good time, and you wake up the next morning feeling a little sluggish, Capsulite is the product that you need. It prevents feeling awful the day after drinking. You take it before or during drinking. It's the most potent product on the market right now. I wish I had some Capsulite. Do we have some Capsulite in the studio?
It's doctor formulated.
I'm gonna take some Capsulite tonight because I had a White Claw and I'm gonna feel a little off tomorrow.
This product is completely safe. It's been engineered and by doctors in China.
Doctor formulated.
Yes.
And it supports your liver, which is great because my liver is halfway gone. So this is something I need.
And what people don't know is that, you know, the toxic byproduct of alcohol is the cause of symptoms of hangover.
Yes.
Not dehydration. All right. It's portable packet. Yes. You could take it with you to the bar, to the club, or, you know, wherever you go to perform your homosexual activity.
Yes. It won't help you with the apologies you have to make in the morning for having a night out of drinking.
Mm-hmm.
When you got to call everybody to apologize. Like, I'm sorry I said this. I'm sorry I did that.
For the text you sent to your ex.
For the text, you know, I'm sorry, I was drunk. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't prevent that, but it prevents you from feeling physically like shit.
Yeah, it prevents you from feeling awful the day after drinking.
It's not going to help you from your childhood traumas. Mm. It's not going to save that. You know, even though drinking stopped that for a little bit, Capsulite will not stop that.
Yeah.
But it will stop you from wanting to, you know.
Yeah, the drinking will help with the vape, but not the feelings, right? Mm-hmm. So use code GAS for 30% off at checkout. www.capsulite.com. That's www.capsulite.com.
Pre-game with Capsulite.
Well, first, I was moving furniture Friday, and I fucked my back up.
Oh, shit.
You work for Microscene now?
That's my side hustle. Me, him, Andy Haynes, you know, we'll work together.
You're in good company, Pop.
Scott Chaplin, shout out to the crew. But no, I was moving furniture. I fucked my back up. So I was just in bed, mad, sad, and I just didn't want to talk to nobody. I was being a little.
Well, you know what had me worried? Because I knew it was your pop's birthday on Saturday on 420, right?
Oh, yeah. So also, Saturday, I got fucked up.
Yeah. So.
While my back was hurt.
So, you know, and not to go too in depth, like, you know, people in my family have some health issues. People in everybody's family probably have some health issues. But what made me scared is that when I called you Saturday night and you didn't answer and I text you, I called you again because we had some stuff to talk about for the pod. And then I didn't hear from you Sunday. And I saw that your family posted nothing on their stories. And your family's a big posting family. They like to show the parties.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So
that's reasonable.
That is true.
I'm going to admit, did I gay out 100%?
When he says my family, he means my sister.
Sister and brother. No, everybody is, you guys, your family
love
events.
Love to brag about how big your parties are.
It's not that they brag, but they're just like, you know, my dad turns and we love them. Obviously, yes. I see that your family.
Festive.
Is your dad is the most unliked.
It's mostly my sister that does. My sister's the one, let's take pictures. We all got to get, we got to take a picture everywhere we go type shit. Mm-hmm. My sister's the big picture person.
Yeah.
Right. But I was right. There was something wrong with you.
Yeah, there's always something wrong with me. But this time,
unrelated.
I just the thing is, right? Yeah. When I don't have a car, I can't distract myself.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I can't keep myself busy. I'd be working. I'd be, you know, doing comedy or whatever. But just sitting at home all day is fucking agonizing.
Yeah, mm.
I love the close up on that neck, pussy.
Go for a walk.
I just want to suck that thing. Look at that thing.
Ooh. Mm.
I will say, I do think you guys need to figure out a better system. If Gio, you're not going to respond to Derek, you got to come up with some automated message. Because you stopped responding to Derek, and Derek actively was taking happiness away from my day.
That's so fucking funny.
And I was like, yo, I was legitimate. Like, me and Samantha recorded our pod last night, and the first 5 minutes is me just, like, yelling because Derek pissed me the fuck off. Because he was like, yo, have you heard from Gio since Saturday? I'm like, nah, man, I'm sure he's fine. And if he's not, are you Liam Neeson? What, are we going to go fucking find him?
Yeah.
There's nothing
we
can do.
Yeah, we were going to go fucking find him because we're friends and that's what the fuck we
do. You don't have a car. We don't have LIRR tickets.
I'll get us a car.
The motherfucker living. If he was ass down in the ditch, that's what's going to happen.
You are a horrible friend.
Cut that out.
No.
Cut that out.
No, we're not cutting it out.
Gio's like, too far. They know my town. You fucking idiot.
You are a horrible friend, and you said to me, you go, I can't do nothing tonight, Pop. The Knicks are playing.
Facts.
That's exactly what you said
to me. Gio, if you were dead, I would have went to your funeral if it didn't happen at the same time as the Knicks playoff run. Did y'all see the game last night? It was the biggest game in Knicks history.
In Knicks history. Get the fuck.
In Knicks playoff history. That was our biggest, like, crazy. Win.
No,
name
dude,
a crazier. Oh yeah, grandma,
LJ three-point play.
Well, in the last 20 or so years,
I've been on this planet.
No, you're right. For the last 20 or so years, then
yes.
For the majority of most people who do podcasts,
last night New York sports was a motherfucking. It was a world.
Islanders.
You had the Islanders up 3-0 against the Canes, busting their motherfucking ass through 2 3-quarter periods for the fucking Canes to come back and win 5-3. They scored twice in 9 seconds.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
2 minutes left. But then, what's that guy's name? DiVincenzo?
DiVincenzo, the big ragu. It was crazy. But I say that to say, like, Gio, listen, you're my guy, bro. But come on, son.
Well, this is thank you for you know, the whole funeral thing. But you got to realize, as long as we've been alive, the Knicks have never won a championship. So
the Knicks winning is a bigger deal than Gio dying, and that's not because Gio's a small deal. The Knicks are a big deal.
But the Knicks won't win it. When was the last championship?
Hey man, you gotta let me get. You guys do actual drugs.
72?
74. You guys do actually drugs. You guys do drugs for real. This is my drug. Let me get high on this Knicks shit, bro. This is all I got. But no, so Derek is like freaking out because Gio's not responding. He's like, yo, I'm worried about Gio. I'm worried about Gio.
You
and I'm like,
chicks do and like have him like send his location.
No, I don't.
Yo,
do
you should
that.
Be. You can't do what you just did to me yesterday. Cause then you wrote me into it. Now I'm pissed. I start telling Samantha. Samantha is a fucking idiot. So now she's worried about Gio. She's like, oh my God, Gio might be dead. And now these two are coming at me from all angles. Yeah. I was like, I was prepared to go this whole day without giving a fuck
Can
about Gio or Derek.
You? Can I be
and
honest?
And now I've been
you?
Roped into this.
I did not care at all that you were suffering.
I know, and that's the problem.
Not one bit. Not.
And that's why. And Samantha's like, yo, this is just what it is. Being friends with Derek, you got to take the good and the bad. I'm like, I actually don't. I don't. This is. Job. What the fuck am I doing taking on Derek?
You think I'm going to say to my girl I'm worried about my friend? Are you out of your fucking mind?
I mean,
I
she's
like
the
she'd
one
be
that,
into that.
That's her responsibility. That's not mine.
Nah, B. What I look like.
From what you've said about
telling
her.
Telling my girl I'm worried about my friend.
From what you've said about her being like, nah, you're better than that. You're a grown up now.
See,
I feel like she'd appreciate
it. I reach
it.
Out to another man, and what's he do? He runs to his girl. This
yes!
is all I got to say about
because
JC.
Because when I feel anxious.
All I can tell you, sir, is that he's gay.
It's true.
Yeah. Yes.
Dog, I'm toxic.
No, you're supposed to hit the. You're supposed to hit the. I know a bitch when I see one.
Dog, because.
I know a bitch when I see one.
Facts. My shit is, what you see with me is what you get. You see a bitch, you get a bitch. When I'm feeling a big type of way, I'm going to my girlfriend about it. I'm not hitting y'all up. When I'm sad, y'all will know 2-3 days later. Derek is feeling anxious like a parent. I'm like, brother,
not
I
like
can't
a parent,
help you.
Like a brother.
Motherfucker.
Like a brother.
A little older brother. I get it.
I get the anxiety. Like, I don't like that he put it on me.
All I said to you was, do me a favor, text Gio.
When Sam called me, I was like, oh, damn, this motherfucker's working.
No, because Derek's like, you know what? Because I'm talking Derek off the ledge. I'm like, I'm sure he's fine, and I'm sure he'll reach back. Derek's like, if Gio don't hit me up by tonight, I'm going to hit up his brother. I'm like, that sounds like a plan. Hit up somebody who actually knows. Good for you. 1 hour after that, I'm in the shower. Derek calls me. I'm like, motherfucker, I'll call you back. He's like, yo, can you text Gio, see if he responds? I'm like, how? 1 hour ago, we had a different plan. Now you're ruining my shower.
I've been both people. I've been all three people, because I've been the person who is way too worried, and I've been the person who's like, he's not dead, and I've also been the person that's like, oh, fuck, I should probably respond to
those
people.
I get all aspects of it. You just have to put that on a different person.
Gio also likes to hang out with people who will get him in trouble.
I get myself in trouble.
Yeah, I know, but if you but you have a less chance to get in trouble if you don't hang out with certain people.
Yeah, but I don't hang out with nobody but you.
That's
hang out with you, JC.
Yay.
These guys are wild. Y'all, you worrying about Gio is completely normal.
Right.
The way you handled it, as it pertains to me, you gotta go somewhere else.
I thought that it was not bad. All right, hold on.
Of course you thought it wasn't bad.
We're gonna look at this.
All you were doing was giving anxiety away.
I
was
like,
surprised
I didn't get a text like homegirl.
Yo,
when's the last time
you were next?
You were on the list, bro. And I get it. I get the anxiety, and that's a good thing for you guys to worry about each other.
Yeah.
But don't rope me into it. Yeah. Now I'm communicating my boundary.
All right, so this is what I said.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I text JC, I said, have you heard from Gio at all the past 2 days? And he said, Saturday at 8:06 p.m. That's sus behavior right there, down to the minute.
you asked, I gave you a screenshot, because I could feel your anxiety just in the text.
He goes, why? I go, can't get a hold of him since Saturday, and we got some stuff we got to take care of, and I have a weird feeling. And he said, well, Pop, hopefully he gets back to you. And maybe adjust the way you send it. Listen, hold on. This is where I could tell JC didn't get enough sleep. Or he didn't have his applesauce. One or the other. He goes, well, Pop, hopefully he gets back to you. And maybe, this is that girl shit.
Yep.
He has ChatGPT female. Maybe adjust the way you send the first message, because now I'm worried he's dead. And I go, hopefully he is.
Do not disturb.
that's where I fucked up. I shouldn't have kept going back and forth.
So I go, nobody in his family has put any stories out the past few days, and it was his pop's B-Day. And JC goes, maybe they're just hanging out. Which is a horrible.
Look at this motherfucker. He looks better than he looked the last time I seen him.
So
he looks well rested.
So I go, I'm worried about my guy. I hope I'm just being a bitch. And then he goes, now I am too, because you've roped me into this.
Yes.
And I said, man, all you had to do was say no.
That shit made me laugh, though. He's like, all you had to do was say no. I didn't see
you. Then he proceeds to go, usually I go about my day not giving a fuck about either of you.
I'm picturing, like, on an old sitcom, it'll be like the boxes pop up when you guys are, like, on the phone.
Yeah, for real.
And then Gio's
and this
just
whole time,
here,
mind you, this whole time.
Sleeping.
Yeah, facts. And this whole time, this is how I know I have a problem. This whole time, I'm just yelling at Samantha. I'm like, this motherfucker won't leave me alone.
Yeah.
And then Samantha's like, wait, I'm kind of like this too. Maybe we should hear him out. I'm like, all right, I've been attacked.
I've been that bitch.
Yeah.
I don't care. I love
I
my
care.
Guys.
Good
if I
you.
If I didn't hear from you for a few days, I would ask. Same
Samantha,
thing.
You hit up Samantha though, because she would know. I can't. How the fuck am I gonna know what?
But
Gio's
even
doing?
That time when I didn't hear from Samantha for a few days,
you
I
hit me,
you
and I'm the person to hit up. I'm not the person to hit up for Gio, because I can't get in contact with the motherfucker if you can't. You are who I hit up if I'm worried about Gio.
Yeah.
Me, I can't do anything that you can't.
Well,
do.
I feel like sometimes it could be like, oh, I'll see this motherfucker tomorrow. You know, that kind of thing. That's why.
I feel you.
You know?
Should have hit it. If you were really worried, you should have hit his brother up first, because I can't help. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I just don't want to look gay.
You are gay.
You're telling it on a podcast right now.
You are gay.
Well, that's what we do here. This is a friendship and dating pod. All right. And this
we
is.
We give friendship advice.
Yeah. And this is the kind.
Soft
kind of
launch.
Stuff.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
I mean, Gio is for as bad as a person as people may think he is, you know, out in the scene, he's actually...
He's really just like that.
Exactly. You know, for as bad as people think he is, he's actually worse.
He's not...
Yeah. Way worse.
He's got no malice in his heart. He's my guy.
Yeah, no, he's a good guy. Me and Gio had a great time. We went up to Portland. We spent like fucking like 14 hours together, dude.
Yeah, how'd that show go?
That show was it was ass a little bit, but
it was a little bit ass,
but it was fine.
I love how
we had some good lobster rolls.
We had some good lobster rolls.
Nice. Yeah, the lobster rolls. Well, actually, lobsters were made me sick.
Yeah, Portland, Maine. Went to Portland, not Portland, Oregon. It was like 5.5 there, 5.5 back. Cute. We did the show. Nice. It was just like,
you think these guys can afford plane tickets to fucking Portland, Oregon?
I looked it up. I did. I looked it up. That shit is expensive.
To make some money off a show going out there, not happening.
Gio came in clutch though, because I still, like, you know, I paid him like half of what I was being paid for the show, and I still came out on top, because, you know, it's better.
This
to
is
do
the
that
thing they say. They say if you're not funny and you're hard to work with, at least have a car.
Gio did great though. It was mad fun.
I don't even have that now,
bro.
That's why you're less busy now.
I'm about to get my license back. I'm about to be in this. I'll come get you for the podcast every week. I'll drive out there.
My shit should be fixed by what's today? Tuesday.
Gio, the Dominican garage you bring your car to is not working out, Pop.
First off, I do it in my backyard.
if you think the garage isn't,
I swear to God,
attached
right
to
on
my
the
unit.
Basketball court.
I know your pop got that shit blocked up on cinders.
I love how Gio's like, nah, it'll be back by Thursday. And then it's going to be back in the garage by Monday, but it'll be back by Thursday before then.
Yeah.
I have it out.
Damn, I want to show y'all my backyard real quick.
I mean, we've seen
it. There's like four cars parked
in the grass.
Dude, I bet you
immobile.
Well, one is on the grass. That's
one is at, one as immobile as the next.
I bet you some of the neighbors fucking hate that. I bet you.
No, they don't see it. They don't see it because it's all behind the fence.
Fence.
Oh, you got a high fence.
Dude, we got a driveway that could fit about like eight cars in one, and then like two to three.
Yeah,
in
Gio's family's house is like a compound.
Dog, I mean, out on the island, shit is like, it's the country out there, bro.
Yeah.
They stay in a campo, basically.
Your parents are 110% the epitome of the American dream. 100%.
A fact.
Yeah,
definitely the Dominican American dream, that's for sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one place and only one website where you can get a kilo for $60, and that is at yokratom.com. That's right. That's an unobtainable number. That's that you never hear $60 for a kilo. That's 1,000 grams.
Mm.
When you smoke a blunt, the most you could really put in that is like a gram or two. So just imagine 1,000 blunts of kratom.
Mm.
And you get that just for $60.
I mean, and people have been trying to like figure this out for years. Entrepreneurs, scientists, academics.
Nobody.
Louis J. Gomez himself tried.
How did they
solve the $60 kilo problem, and YoKratom.com figured it out. And now, thanks to their sheer brilliance, you can get a kilo of Kratom for just 60 bones.
You know how they figured it out?
How?
They were on Kratom.
Mm.
And it came to them.
Yep.
Kratom.
No one else is going to solve it. They're the ones who solved it. Find out for yourself and get yourself a $60 kilo. Let's go. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. There is no promo code for Kratom. $60 is cheap enough, you fucking Jews.
What do you need a discount on $60 for? Even I can afford that right now. And I can't even afford the train.
That's right. Get out there, suck some cock, sell some booty hole, get yourself a $60 kilo. YoKratom.com.
Yo, Gio, let me ask you something. Do either one of your parents talk about going back to DR? I feel like every Dominican I know has one parent at least who's like, I'm going back. Like,
they want to go to Delaware.
What?
I love that.
What the fuck are they going to do?
I swear to God.
Even better.
My mom's been telling me, she's like, yo, why don't you book a show in Delaware and we'll go out there with you? I want to look at houses.
What's in Delaware?
It doesn't fucking matter what's in Delaware. It's just where she wants to go.
It's not New York.
I love that. That is
so funny.
Come
to Jersey. Expensive.
Oh, yeah, Jersey's close by. Though.
I told the Jersey the same
thing. They should go to South Carolina.
But she wants to move close.
That is so funny.
Nah, but it's too far.
Too far?
Still too far.
She wants to see the baby.
Delaware is not. What's Delaware? What, like a 5-hour drive?
Yeah, not even.
4 or 5.
Connecticut, I feel like, would be better.
That's so funny. It's such.
Connecticut seems more expensive, though.
Oh, for sure.
It's such a Dominican thing to be somewhere, and one of the two parents involved has a deep desire to be somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
That is just such, all of my
Dominican
friends.
Not back home, just somewhere else.
Most of them back in DR, it's always one parent's like, I have to go within 5 years. The other parent's like, no, I want to stay here and work.
Yeah.
But But Delaware might as well be DR.
If my mother, if my mother had her way, my parents would be living in Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
my father does not want to go back there because he lived there for a couple of years playing baseball. So they were able to settle on about halfway, which was South Carolina, 20 minutes from Myrtle Beach. Because my mom wants to live by the beach.
By the beach,
That's so funny.
But, that's the one thing my mom complains about. Delaware is too far from the beach.
There's Delaware beach.
There is a beach though in Delaware. Your mom,
but not by the part.
Yeah,
Delaware beach is a thing. There's just not by the part your mom wants to live.
Was it like man-made the beach?
I don't know, but I know Delaware beach is a thing.
That's that fucked up Biden state, Delaware, right? Isn't that where he's from?
Obviously, he is from Delaware.
Fucking Perez's are gonna come down.
Stupid.
Perez's.
Is the Delaware water gap?
There's the Delaware water gap.
Geo Perez is finally gonna come. It's gonna be a great state. The great state of Delaware. That's my Joe Biden. Was that good or bad?
No. I haven't heard Joe Biden speak in years.
What do you think about that impression, Jorge?
He's like, don't fucking
me that. Jorge, you son of a
bitch. Oh, he's pulling up
there's a beach. Yeah, there's stuff over there.
In Delaware.
What's that?
Okay,
that's Jersey,
so you gotta go
Cape
more.
May. On the right.
That's Jersey?
Cape May, yeah.
Oh, shout out to Jersey.
We got beaches for the Dominicans, the Puerto Ricans. Come.
How old are your parents?
75, 80.
My father just turned 63. My mom's 61.
My mom is 61. That's
so
whack.
I'm pretty sure my mom is too.
Damn, Gio, your father's only in the 60s. Man's is
that's
fucking.
Crazy.
He's hurting.
He said he's hurting.
Nah, bro. He looks like you look older than my father. I look about the same age. My father barely has gray hair.
We gotta get rid of some of these sound drops and get better ones for us. Something about
people
me being
two,
old.
Two nuts with the sound drops first out the gate. On the gate.
JC sound drop from now on is real bad, man. Yours is going to be That's Not God, Baby Girl. Jorge is definitely going to be Hello, Motherfucker. Those are your guys. Those are your sound drops.
And we know what Jill's is.
Yeah. Jill's is, the big titty.
I got a heater for soft launch. Did you hear Paul Heyman's acceptance speech, WWE acceptance speech for the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
When he goes, you can suck my fucking dick.
I love
that like 20 times on a pod. All the time.
For real?
Out of context. That's all I do.
Oh, you guys
I thought he said that on the speech.
Yeah, he did. He said it in the speech, and I clipped it, and I put it in the fucking... In the pod. It's so funny.
I thought
you guys can't take it.
I'm like, that's not great.
No,
it would have been better if he was at the podium.
He did. He was at the podium.
He was at the podium.
You think ECW died? You can suck my fucking dick.
Yeah.
That rules.
Well, that was when they brought ECW back into...
Oh, Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Paul Heyman. What'd you think I was talking about, Pop?
It's not real.
What did you think he was talking about?
Wrestling is.
I thought you were talking about sports. Like,
music. Yeah, it was theatrical. You know what I'm saying? It's still very funny.
Okay.
You don't fuck with wrestling at all, Gio? You don't fuck with wrestling at all?
Not anymore, bro. I can't get into it.
Hey, that shit hard.
I loved it as a kid. Like when I found out it was fake, it hurt me more than finding out that Santa wasn't
it's
real.
It's not fake. It's predetermined, but what they do is real.
Yeah, scripted.
It's theater.
Yes, it's theater. It is.
No, I mean, yeah.
Reality TV. But the fact that it was not up to chance.
Yeah, I would rather watch upsetting. Retards dating.
I love on the
You're
spectrum.
Like,
that
someday
shit is
in the future,
shit is
there's going to be a show
there
for
can
that,
be
but
both.
Not yet.
First of all, I love that show.
There can be both. There's
those motherfuckers are cute as fuck.
I love
on the spectrum.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
my shit.
I feel like we're going to see Jorge on the next season.
Jorge doesn't need help getting laid.
I don't.
Jorge slays pussy, dude.
For real?
Swear to God.
Jorge, do you take down chicks that are taller than you?
He has to.
Unfortunately, when
otherwise,
I have to.
Who is there? Who's left?
Jorge, you look like you know. Do you know the picture of SpongeBob? It was an episode of SpongeBob where the guy has a mustache. I think he's like one of the inspectors. You look just like him right now.
That's so funny. Please pull that up.
Just look up SpongeBob guy with mustache and glasses is exactly what you look like right now.
I love Jorge.
Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny also had a phase where he had that same look that you got right now. So you're looking good, but there's a very specific look.
That's very funny.
I fuck with it.
Yeah, what was Speedy Gonzalez's cousin's name? Was it
Slowpoke Rodriguez?
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
I never knew. That's really
that's
fucking funny.
That's Jorge. That's Jorge.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
It was the little skinny one with the big ass gun.
Yeah.
So
and he was a drunk too.
Yes. That's what Jorge looked like right now. Jorge, I don't know if you can put a camera on yourself. You look just like that right now.
Jorge,
it's
put
mad
a cam
funny.
On yourself, please.
You come up through the middle. I bet you could layer it
dog, over. It is so...
Yeah!
It looks just
it
fucking
us.
Like
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
Do me a favor. Pull up Slowpoke Rodriguez, too.
Oh, man.
I just want to see him. It just brings me back to my childhood.
There we go.
Yo, that's so funny, dog. That's so good.
Yeah,
I love it.
Oh, man.
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Slowpoke Rodriguez. It just makes, because he wasn't in every Speedy Gonzalez.
No, he just came through every once in a while.
He come through every once in a while.
There was something good about old school racism.
You never get the memory. Look at my big gun.
Yo, facts.
Speedy, my gun is too heavy. There he is right there.
That's not
horrible. Slowpoke Rodriguez.
That's
more like me, yeah.
Facts.
Somebody called me that. Somebody called me that.
In a roast battle?
I think
No. I think a guy I used to work for, he called me Slowpoke Rodriguez.
That's really funny, dude. There's something charming about like old school racism that came out before people knew that they were doing something wrong, right, and they're just trying to be funny, because that's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, they were Mexican mice.
Yeah, I know. That's funny.
You know?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's
they
funny.
Exist.
Yeah.
They have
Mexican mice exist.
Yeah, but that's probably the worst stereotype of Mexican people that exists.
Right. No, but Speedy was fast.
I know, but I'm saying for Slowpoke Rodriguez, that's
to
like
be a
really,
drunk with a big gun?
A drunk, big gun, lazy. You know what I'm saying? Very yeah. slow. That's like all of, that's like the jackpot of negative
right,
stereotypes.
Right.
It is funny, but it's fucked up.
I guess.
Yeah. One's coke, one's heroin.
Yeah.
That's all it was. It was just a metaphor for speedballing.
Oh, speaking of coke and heroin, have either one of you guys watched Baby Reindeer yet?
No.
No.
Y'all all should watch
Baby
it.
Reindeer. It's about a comedian who
is
has
that a documentary?
Stalker, right?
Yeah, no, it's a show on Netflix about a comedian who gets a stalker and then his whole life and how it unfolds. Like, you learn about his whole life. Y'all specifically.
A guy?
A dude, yeah. And the dude who wrote it, stars in it.
Who's the comedian?
Richard Gadd. He's not a comic anymore. He's more of just like a writer and shit. You two specifically should watch it because
why?
there's drugs involved. And like your comedians are drugs. You guys can't afford to let that go past. No. What the fuck is what is your brand, dude?
Gio, can I ask you a question? Do you ever get
drugs?
Do you ever get tired of being the jail drug guys?
I mean,
that's a good question.
Fuck.
I mean, I get tired of it.
You get tired.
I'm not
tired
of it. I get tired of it when I'm making money and then a bunch of comments are saying, hey, I'm fucking tired of these guys. Yeah. That's when I get tired of it. But right now, nobody cares enough.
Yeah.
When people are going up to you on the street and going, do the drug thing.
Yeah.
Like when they come and talk to me and all they want to talk about is jail and drugs.
Sure.
I'm like, can we talk about the conflict between Iran and Israel instead? Yeah.
No, I'd rather talk about prison all day other than that.
Yeah.
Can we
I do get tired of talking about it.
Like, stop talking to me about jail.
How much
start
of the podcast is about podcast? I mean, how much of this podcast do we spend talking about jail?
Not that much anymore.
It's a little percent.
Not anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
We touch on it.
Yeah. Yeah, but my shit is, you know, I know you might get tired of it, but you've made it your brand. You know what I'm saying? You're on the gate.
I mean, jail.
That's what you talk about.
No, it's
that's what you talk about on stage as well.
Two jailbirds turned jokesters.
Yes.
Who you talk about, you know, how they're you know, fighting recidivism or slipping back into it.
I feel that, but my shit. If you're tired of it, change the pod. Or change what you talk about. That's like me being like, yo, I'm tired of people coming up to me like I'm the long-haired comedian. Like, I can't just cut my hair. You know what I'm saying? I could do a different thing.
No, but you need
it. Oh, yeah, you cut your hair, you're losing at least about 7 minutes of jokes.
Seven?
Yo, facts, though.
Seven?
That's my life.
About,
I talk about shit. That
I say about 12.
Do you ever think about cutting your hair and you're like, nah, I can't?
I think about it after my first special. Then I'll cut it. I'm going to start doing. I'm gonna start smoking weed and cutting my hair.
I mean, does it come in your head where you're like, man, I wish I could, but I can't?
No,
I guarantee you, JC cuts his hair.
After my first special, guaranteed.
He goes out there, new opening joke bombs. He goes right back into his hair material. I guarantee
you. Yeah, he starts wearing a wig.
That's funny. Dog, yeah, I do worry.
Until it grows back.
I do worry about that, though. Like, sometimes I feel like I wonder if I rely on it. Like, I fight between relying on it and, like, no, this is my life. I have to talk about things that are unique to me.
Sure.
But, you know.
You got me. I got so mad at you
hit
one day.
The,
not,
hit
not,
the alarm. Hit it. We're talking about comedy.
Oh, yeah, it's our baseball. Oh,
yeah,
I know. I always do that shit. Dog, I have to see that gas episode that we did with Fix when we talked inside baseball.
I have no idea how it was received, if they liked it or not.
It's behind the paywall.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I got it. So only like two people have seen
Leave
it, but I gotta see that shit.
That's not true.
Yeah.
People like the show.
Oh, let's go, baby.
Write in. This is my camera. Write in if you liked that one.
Yeah. I love that. Was the most fun I've had here.
Yeah, I know. I had
that
a blast.
Was so much fun.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21, living in the States where Delta 8 is legal. Do you want to get high, Derek?
So high.
Oh, dude, really high.
Yeah.
Really, really high. Well, now there's a time when you go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab Delta 8.
I actually smoke. I'm going to go look in that cupboard over there to see if they got some of those Delta 8 joints,
mm-hmm.
because those are really good.
Yes.
Like if you don't got weed, you know, you smoke one of those
I
joints.
I ate the gummies. I thought they were candy. I just ate all of them.
They're great.
I went to a whole nother planet.
They feel great. I could smoke a joint. It doesn't get me too high. I could still function, but you get the feeling.
Right.
You get the body high of it.
And it's not narcotics. It's synthetic, so it's okay.
If you're on parole, probation, if you're on papers, you will pass a drug test.
Absolutely. And just make sure you're over the age of 21 and you live in the right state where it's legal.
Yes.
Go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. Right?
What is Delta 8?
It's found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies, vapes, for all your getting stone needs. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly and seriously.
I take them responsibly.
Yes. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. If you use promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. That's crazy. What's more?
That's great.
That's promo code GAS, 25% off.
I pay like $100 an ounce right now. Mm-hmm. If somebody was like, hey, I'll give you this ounce for $75, I'm jumping on that immediately.
Right.
That's my next purchase.
Yep.
25% off. You can't beat that using promo code GAS.
That's right. Yo Delta, home of the Delta hate that will get you super high. I am a controversial figure here now.
Yeah?
Because I wore an Old English hat.
What's that? Old English, the 40?
The 40s, yeah. Yeah, people were upset.
Motherfuckers
not like,
don't fuck with Old
the
English?
Thing is this. I remember the late 80s and...
I know, right? That's what I said, too.
How are you going to be bad? He's the one that's doing it.
Probably got the hat for free.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the late 80s and the early 90s so better than I remember the 2000s. Old English was like just a part of the culture.
No, OE, I know about OE.
Yeah, bro.
I've had some 40s before.
It's a dope hat. It's white with the Old English
sign. It's the equivalent of being like, you can't wear Carhartt if you don't fucking work on whatever.
Yeah, and
but you're actually sober.
You're not
so you should
HVAC,
be able to wear whatever
right.
you want.
I mean, this is the thing.
That's so dumb. Like, that hat was made, that fucking hat was made by like an 8-year-old laborer.
In China.
Right, they don't
they
fucking
care. In China, yeah. And it's,
I'll tell
you're
what,
wearing a hat.
They made it well. They made it well. It's
those
a good.
Hands.
They're
a good
onto
hat.
Something in there.
Those little hands.
I'm not drinking. I'm not using heroin, cocaine, none of that stuff. I have partaken in mushrooms. I haven't taken them since I had that debacle with the couples therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And
shrooms. You haven't done since.
That's what I said, right?
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah. I was writing and I missed what drug you said.
I was like, I hope I didn't say heroin.
He was like, do you know something that I don't know?
No. I was just curious for myself.
But every night when I get home, when I'm done with my day, I throw a gummy in. I chomp it up. I have a panic attack for about 10 minutes and I fall asleep.
Do you really? Know.
Yeah.
Why do you do it?
It just helps with my knee and my shoulder. Because my shoulder, I got to get
some. Can you do like a fucking topical?
I have a CBD topical. Yeah.
I feel like you miss out on the panic attacks that way. I also don't really deal with weed much because it makes me anxious really easily.
Yeah, but I sleep right through the night. Mm. Like, it's fine.
Because how do you feel about Western medicine?
Like acupuncture?
I'm not.
Going to the doctor.
I don't
want to
get surgery because I know my knee is going to need surgery and I know my shoulder
That's
is going to need
medicine.
Surgery.
That's Eastern medicine.
Sorry,
never mind.
Yeah,
I was like, huh?
I'm not. Because, you know, and they call it invasive. It's an invasive procedure. And I'm going to be honest with you, dude. I just don't feel comfortable yet.
I feel you. I feel you.
That's it.
Fair. Nah, I get that. Because that's why I asked, though. Because, like, I feel like going to a doctor could help you out.
My shoulder has definitely been loosening up. I'm back in the gym. I'm
that's
doing
good.
Light weights about 2 times a week. And I feel like the muscle was starting to atrophy or something like that.
Mm.
And
yeah.
It's I'm feeling a lot better.
That's
so
good, bro.
Yeah.
I like to hear that shit, man.
But, yeah, you know, those are the things I do, and that's just what it is.
Yeah.
So they're saying you can't wear the hat unless
I don't know,
you drink?
I don't know what they say. Jorge just let me know that people were upset.
I said the Carhartt thing, but it's really like you're wearing a Nirvana shirt, name three songs. It's you're wearing the
I do the
old
same
royal
thing
hat,
to people all the
drink
time.
Drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're an OE.
Let me tell you something.
You did that
relax.
I have drank so much fucking OE in my life.
Yeah, you put in the time.
I put in
your 10,000 hours, guys.
Yeah. And then I also had.
That's how you got the hat.
As a gift,
like Marlboro Miles.
Yeah. It's like your medallion. Pepsi. You're a fucking
satisfied. I'm scraping the label off the OE bottle to send it in to get the hat.
That's so funny.
You literally did that to me, by the way. I was wearing a Pink Floyd shirt, and you're like, "Name three songs."
I did it to my.
Really doing this right now? It's 2024.
I did it to my friend's son last night. He had a Guns N' Roses shirt on. I go, name three songs.
Could he
I
do
go,
it?
As a matter of fact, give me one. No, he could not.
It's
could
a
not
nice
because
shirt.
You this that generation is posers.
I actually like Pink
Welcome
Floyd.
To the Jungle, Paradise City,
right,
and Freebird.
Who's that?
Oh, did they redo Freebird?
No, I was just.
I don't think I could name three Guns N' Roses songs, but I can name like 30 Pink Floyd songs.
November Rain.
Yeah, you're good. You already got it, but you're also alive during that time.
Yeah, but I wasn't fucking with that music. All I fucked with was hip hop, hip hop and R&B.
Facts.
Because like when I grew, like my parents, all they listened to was bachata, merengue. Mm. So I didn't understand what the fuck they was talking about. And then I lived in Yonkers, so all I heard was rap.
Locks.
I fell in love with that shit. So whenever you would listen to anything else, somebody would be like, what are you, a fucking white boy?
Green
Day for? So they shamed me out of listening to other music until I got older and played Guitar Hero. And I'm like, this changed my
music
life.
Was definitely like
that.
Segregated.
That is a healthy character arc, G. I just
in the
90s, that's
like
how it should go.
Music was for sure segregated.
Yeah.
White dudes listen to grunge and metal. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else, you know, Spanish brown
skateboarding.
People.
I wanted to get into skateboarding. Like, what are you, a fucking white boy? And I'm like, no.
Shut up, no. That's how shaming should
no,
go.
No, I'm not.
No, stick to the status quo. Do your own thing. Pick up a baseball.
When you got out of, both you guys, you know, both of you being Spanish, when you ever get home from school and your mother was just blasting salsa and just going fucking bananas.
But I'm Puerto Rican, so she was playing, what's the guy that was singing in English?
Mark Anthony?
No.
Tito Puente?
I can't remember. The one who does I Like It Like That, Hector something.
Hector Lavoe.
No, I can't remember.
Oh, Tito Puente did I Like
It Like
So. That.
I think maybe, yeah. But she was listening to English
also.
That's what I was listening to.
My mom listened to
a lot. I'll go back and listen to Spanish, though.
Yeah,
like, now I go back and listen to the music that I hated.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wow, this is actually some good shit. Now I understand it.
Yeah. Damn, all right. He lost his bitch just like me.
Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to. Some of these,
I hated
some
the weekend until my baby mom left. I understand this guy now. I thought he was just a dark person.
That's
like, this guy
great.
Makes sense.
He's like, wait, his baby mom left him. He's on drugs. Is this guy me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, this guy's the me Michael Jackson.
Bro, it's crazy to me how big The Weeknd is when the subject matter is just, I mean, it's not, his lyrics are not hard to come up with on your own.
No,
like,
but
it's not,
but
something.
It's the fact, it's how he's saying them and what he's saying. Like, the fact that he said, I do cocaine on it, that's crazy
fucking
to do.
Fucking five or bitches
that is,
every night.
Just saying that in a single, that's wavy as shit. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I'm doing cocaine at the Teen Choice Awards.
That's hard, bro. That shit is hard. You can't rap no shit like
he's
that.
He said, I'm numb face at the Teen Choice Awards.
Yeah,
I'm
funny.
Like, that's fucking amazing.
All right,
I'm
listen,
like, I relate to that.
I fuck with that.
Let's do plugs real quick, and then we'll finish this thing up. Jorge.
He doesn't want you to follow.
Natalie.
Watch Gas Digital now on the Gas Digital website and on the exclusive YouTube channel, and follow me at Natalie DeChico Edits on Instagram.
JC.
All right. Peace Was Poppy on all socials. Soft Launch Podcast on all socials. Soft Launch Podcast drops every Wednesday at midnight. I'm going to be in DC on the 1st and the 2nd. I'm going to be in, where else am I going to be? I'm going to be in San Diego on the 9th. I'm going to be in LA for the Netflix's Joke Festival with Max. And I think that's it, son. I think that's all I'm doing. Oh, no, and Boston. I'm going to be in Boston on June 1st with Julio Gallerati.
Go ahead, Gio. You took our man Peter.
April 24th. He's going to be tight.
No, he's a good kid.
He's opening for Hannah.
Yeah, he's doing real shit. I'm trying to sneak on Hannah's show in L.A. too. So hopefully I get to do
April 24th is already past, Gio, when this is airing.
Oh, when this airs, all right. May 11th, come out to the Doja Comedy. I'll be featuring for Danny Polachuk.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be a great show. So come check it out. OTG favorite, Danny Polachuk.
Yes.
Where in Boston are you going to be?
Live Boston.
Cool. Hell yeah.
Are you there with Julio?
Two shows on Friday.
San Diego Street Talk. And then. What's DC? DC, that's improv. That's Max. Two, 3 days out there. Beautiful. Beautiful. Running it up. Do you guys have a handshake? Is that your handshake, or you just usually do this. Yeah, I snap with everybody. I usually pound the heart at the end. Let them know that's my man's. That's my guy. That's my man's right there. I'm homosexual. And you could just follow me at Derek Drescher. OTG14. If you're not a Gas subscriber, use code OTG14. That'll get you free 2 weeks of the Gas Digital Network. All kinds of shows other than ours. Much better ones. Some that are worse. Damn them. I will say this, the Islanders losing to the Canes really pissed me off, because that's where Lev is from. He is from Carolina. One of Lev's names I have for him is Hurricane Jew. And for some reason, I don't know what, you know, Canada is, you know, hockey is very Canadian sport. And for some reason, Canadians love Lev. And I'm just starting to think it's just because they're fat faggots like him. That's what I'm gathering.
We're really getting to the bottom of this, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah. But so this is what we're going to do. This hasn't been planned, but I am dropping slips today. We're going to close this out with slip drops. I have two slips to drop. One is on Gio for making me worry, and the other one is on Jorge because he is a double agent, and he is starting problems for us. I'm on to you.
He is starting problems.
I'm on to you. I know what is happening, and Jorge, we're going to fuck your ass. That is what we're going
to do. Stop. He'll like it. Yeah, he'll like it too much.
Yo, Jorge was trying to be like, yeah, it was the RLC that told Lewis. Nah, he told Lewis.
What
he
happened? Lewis. Can y'all talk about it, or does it have to be on the pod?
No, it's not stupid. We were just joking around last week.
It's all fun, but I know Jorge is a double agent. He
He works. He's what's it called? A free agent. Jorge is a free agent. He only does things in the act of chaos.
Jorge, protect yourself, motherfucker. If you got to flip on these motherfuckers to stay afloat, do it, son.
I'm freelance.
They would not hesitate to drop you in a second if it benefited them.
I'm freelance. If you and Sam need anything too, man, I mean, hey.
Jorge, get your fucking inbox ready, bro. Put your push notifications on.
Hey, listen. I will
Puerto
say
Rican
this.
Puerto Rican is coming.
You are.
Yeah, you're going to see Jorge on soft launch next week behind the board.
Oh, he's in their chat all the time.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good guy, bro.
I see it. And this is the thing. Jorge is killing stereotypes because he's not a lazy Mexican. He's out there trying to get more work. So
this guy's terrible.
I tip my Hebrew-sized New York Yankees cap to you.
Jorge, I got my sombrero.
Jorge, I got a scrunchie with your name on it, cuz. Come fuck with some real ones. Come to death row.
Oh, bro, you know what's funny? You left two of your hair ties in my car.
Yeah.
Hey, you.
It's gayer than you think.
Yeah.
It's way gayer because you can get in trouble with the girl for that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and thank God I don't have one right now. That would have been an argument that I could not, like, no, babe, like, look at this guy. This is the guy I was on the road with.
No, that would, yeah.
Next time he's going to leave his phone in your car.
Facts.
And then she's going to be even more suspicious. Like, oh, he's gay. What are you? Fucking him too?
Yeah. Well, Gio has been offered a blowjob in a vehicle before when he was a child. You know about this, right? Yes.
Oh, I do recall.
I was like 12.
Yeah. Gio was picked. He ran away from home in Long Island. So listen,
I stabbed somebody with hedge clippers.
Yeah.
I thought they were calling the cops, so I ran. I ended up in Yonkers.
Not a good look for the Spaniards. To stab somebody with hedge clippers. He was like, no, I'm doing this lawn. This is my neighborhood.
That is the most stereotypical murder of all time.
I was like, I'm going to make a teddy bear out of this bush, and you're not stopping me.
So I left a couple Coronas at the scene.
So Gio, he stabs a guy. He runs away from Long Island, gets all the way back to Yonkers, and then he's threatened by some black chaps. And then picked up by an older Dominican man on the street who buys him food. He's like, hey, man, just lay back, sit back, and chill. And they're just chilling. And then he asks Gio, I'll suck your dick if you want.
Do you know
you don't need more than White Castle to get this
TV. He's like, hey, I'm not a White Castle type of bitch, all right?
Yeah.
Take me to Two for 20.
Nah, I would need some Popeyes.
Yeah, there's some margaritas in me.
Yeah,
the 18
piece. Yeah, I was like, I think I was like 14. I was like in, it was like in ninth grade when that happened.
That's the most self-worth Gio's ever had. Yo, he was like, nah, you want me to buy these apples? Take me to Apple.
When Gio told me this story, right? We were coming back from a rough night on the road. And when he was telling me the story, we weren't like talking in a joking manner. We were like actually speaking to each other as adults. And bro, my heart was just dropping because I knew it was coming. And I thought he was about to admit to me that he sucked the guy off. For White Castle.
He wanted to suck me off.
Oh, he wanted to suck you off,
right? Because
yo, it was only once, man.
I was locked up.
Better.
It's only one time.
You knew what he was doing.
I was locked up one time. And I was like sitting there. This is after, you know, probably like a year. I'm like, damn, I was mad sick. I haven't busted a nut in a while. Mm. I was like, I'll probably take that blowjob right now.
I appreciate
God,
the
I'm
honesty.
Sorry.
Real bad man.
All right,
sorry
listen,
for being wasteful.
There's no better way to end the show than with homosexual activity in jail. That's our show, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you, Gio. Stay on.
Peace.
We got to do.